You think about those high feed grain prices, they're a benefit to our grain farmers. And obviously, the first big surge we saw in those, especially when we talk about corns and beans, came with the renewable fuel standard back in 2008, and that supported the corn market as the ethanol industry bloomed. We're kind of facing the second version of that today with the demand for renewable diesel. And if you have $15 beans for a nice round number, you're going to have to keep corn prices high just to keep acreage comparable. And when you look at our feed grain space for livestock feed, we've become very dependent on corn. And so are we moving that demand curve out into the right, as we like to say as economists, where even if we rebuild supplies, prices stay elevated? That's going to keep a lid on cattle feeder profitability and in turn potentially keep a lid how many dollars they can pass down to the stocker operator, the backgrounder, the cow-calf guy.